morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Together on this fantastic Wednesday, already the 26th day of August. Incredible. And oh, the weather has been absolutely gorgeous. I am just beside myself. Yesterday afternoon, I loved the fact that I could go outside, enjoy nice warm weather, a little bit of a breeze, and not have to worry. Of course, if you don't know this, I have red hair, so I have very fair skin. I have to be careful and monitor my time outdoors and kind of do it in bits and pieces so I don't get too warm or sunburn, of course. And this weather has just been outstanding the last few days, almost perfect in the 80s. It's going to continue on, dipping down into the 50s overnight, which is perfect. You can open up your window, cool things down if it got a little warm in the house. It's just absolutely perfect, and it's been fun. As I've had an opportunity the last couple days to gather signatures for the recall petition, a recall Kate Brown petition, I was able to drive through the countryside, and it has been absolutely incredible here in the Willamette Valley to watch all the hard work of our farmers and those that work in the ag industry of developing, you know, whether it be the clover or the wheat or, you know, the grapes on the vine at the vineyards, the hops, all of these wonderful, wonderful ag products that we develop here in the beautiful, rich soil of the Willamette Valley. It's been fun to see the progress. And I don't know if it's because I'm just newly back to the Willamette Valley, and maybe before when I lived here growing up, I just didn't really pay attention. But boy, I am just in awe of all the hard work, all of the dedication, the sacrifice, the faith, the continued moving forward day by day that our farmers in our area in the ag community do. And I just want to say hats off to each and every one of you, and what a beautiful place that we live in. I don't know about you, but I look for things to stay encouraged, to bring hope and stir up my faith every single day. And it seems like with COVID-19 and what we've been contending with over the last several months, right, the 2 weeks that we thought we were going to head into where we would flatten the curve has now turned into months. It seems like we can get very frustrated and overwhelmed by, will this ever end? When will it end? Those kinds of things. And so we need to stir up our own faith and keep our eyes focused on the future, but also what we can do today. Speaking of that, today, this is kind of cool. If you had a chance to watch the convention at all last night, I figured out a way. I don't have cable, so I don't have to listen to all the noise of everything going on in the news and the mainstream media. I choose to go and get the news where I want to get it from, right? And so I figured out yesterday that I can watch the convention through C-SPAN, thanks to Kevin Mannix sharing yesterday that that's where he's been watching it because there's no commentary. I went online last night and I watched the whole convention the whole evening on C-SPAN. It was incredible. In fact, I even shared on my Facebook page a watch party, and I encourage you to do the same. Go tonight and check it out. It was incredible. I was inspired, story upon story of people's personal lives, how they've overcome obstacles, and how they believe under 4 more years of President Trump's leadership, how they will continue to be successful in their personal lives. It was very, very inspiring. And I hope if you haven't had a chance, you can also go to C-SPAN and look at last night's coverage. So I encourage you to do so. But we have a historic day, and we've been talking about it in the mainstream media and different things on Facebook and the social media, been talking about it for about a week or so. But 100 years ago, women gained the right to vote. 100 years ago, the women's suffrage movement achieved victory as the 19th Amendment officially became part of the Constitution. It had become a done deal on August 18th when Tennessee became the 36th state to ratify the amendment, securing a 2/3 majority of the states. The dominant narrative about women's suffrage movement is framed through the experience of white women. However, I want you to know African-American women played a major role in obtaining the right to vote, even though many of them would not truly enjoy the right themselves to the same extent until decades later. In 1971, the U.S. Congress designated August 26th, that's today, as Women's Equality Day to commemorate the amendment's 100th anniversary. This article in the U.S. Day Today put together a list of 100 women of the century, recognizing powerhouse women who have shaped our nation and paved the way for future leaders. And I'm going to share this on our Facebook page because there's an incredible timeline of women and what they have done through the years and significant movement towards voting. And I just can't imagine growing up and not having, you know, in my own personal life experience, not having a place at the table, the ability to vote, and these brave women that stood strong and were really kind of rebel raisers to ensure our right this day to be a part of the process. And if you're a woman out there and you're listening or you know someone in your family that has never registered to vote, it's time. Tell them. Share the story with them. It's powerful. And we'll put it up on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook at KSLM Radio. Transitioning now, as you know, I love to bring people on the show to connect to our community, to show that we are better together. And it's not just a slogan. We roll up our sleeves. We can be a part of the solution. We are better together. And I love the mission of United Way locally. And we've had Stephanie Bob on the show a few times talking about their efforts, especially during COVID, what they're doing. And when I talked to Stephanie this last week, she goes, there's a gal I want you to get to know. Her name is Nikki, and she's involved in a program that I think we could talk about on the air. And so I've invited Nikki to be on the air with me this morning, and she's in studio. Of course, we're doing that social distance thing, right, Nikki? We're all being safe, and she is here. And we've had so much fun even before the radio show started this morning, just connecting. Good morning to you, and thank you for joining the conversation today.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It was so fun to discover that you actually have a little bit of a radio background. Tell our listeners about who you are and kind of your background and what led you to the United Way.
So when I was younger, growing up here in Salem, I used to play radio. That was going to be my goal in life, was to be a DJ. And my play name was Mellow Nikki. And when I got older and had gone through college and was living in Salt Lake City, they had a trade school for radio and TV. So I went to that and ended up working a few years in radio in Salt Lake, where I met my husband, who also worked in radio. And when I moved from Salt Lake, that was the end of radio, but I'm a huge fan and this is fun for me. Then as far as United Way goes, I joined about a year and a half ago when they took on Villages United as a program. And I've always been a huge supporter. I absolutely love what they do for the community and the partnerships they form in the community and the services they provide to people in the communities in Marion, Polk, and Yamhill counties.
So you grew up in Salem. And then you're back. So her story, friends, is very similar to mine. It was like she needed to come back to Oregon to get, in a sense, a reset, you know, mm-hmm. and a refocus. And talk to me, what was it like coming back? You and your husband, how many children do you have? And this grand adventure to move back to Oregon?
We do. I kind of woke up one day and said, I need to go back to Salem. And my husband luckily was on board. And we moved back about 3 years ago. I have managed to maintain friendships from people I met in third grade all through going to high school here. And it kind of felt like coming back home. When I moved here, I left one of my children down in California, and that's always hard, but she's older and very active in the community down there. And my other one goes to OSU, and my younger one will be doing the EDGE program this year through Salem Kaiser, but it's kind of fun to see her go to the schools I went to. Mm-hmm. And we've come full circle. I have the three girls, and they're all very active in the community. They're all they've all made friends since we've moved back. Salem's very welcoming. I've noticed nothing has changed here for the most part, other than Kubler is a main road, mm-hmm. and the Parkway is a main road, and Cordon Road also, which used to be the country, is
right.
is a main thoroughfare for people to get from one side to the other. But other than that, my friends still live here. Their families still live here. A lot of the businesses are still the same, but I'm embracing the new ones with open arms. Mm-hmm. It's fun to discover new places. And one thing about coming to a place you've lived before but your family hasn't, every day can be an adventure.
Yes.
I can show them places. I did get married almost 25 years ago at Silver Creek Falls. Even though we did not live here, my heart has always been up here. So that's where our wedding was.
Oh, did you get married at the very first falls right there or in the park?
We did it at the convention center.
Okay.
Since most of our family and relatives were either going to be coming from Montana mm-hmm. or California, this was a good middle spot. But they have the cabins there. So everybody stayed the whole weekend up there. We went horseback riding. The morning we got married. I believe I was married under a moose head, but in very formal attire.
I love it.
So I always come back here. This is home.
It sounds like you and your husband have a sense of adventure.
We try.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do. And I think as we're getting older, we're actually getting a little more adventurous because we know that it's now or never.
Well, and the other part of that is as you transition, is which Terry and I have experienced, you transition to the empty nester phase mm-hmm. and your kids are adulting well, right? And you can be a little more independent. It's like a whole new life that opens up before you. And I do think that adventure bar raises again, mm-hmm. you know, when you have kids in the home and all their activities, that's your adventure, right?
We do. And having the 12-year-old, we still have swim team every day. And now she's decided to add gymnastics to that,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and so I still have a littler one to do, but she goes with the flow.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. and it is interesting. I think about my daughter, and my granddaughter's 8, and she has a 2-year-old daughter as well, and then a 5-week-old or almost 6-week-old baby. And it's incredible to watch her go through things differently than I did as a mother. And now that you have some kids out on their own in the big city, you know, it does, yeah. it's like your heart is living on the outside of you.
Well, it's scary.
Around. Yes, it yeah. is. Well, I think it's so good to get to know you as a person and know your story. Know that you have a little bit of radio background. That's pretty cool because I think it sets a foundation for where we're going to go next. After this break, I want to ask you a little bit more about your involvement at United Way and kind of the program that you're involved with and kind of get into it from there. Does that sound all right?
Sounds great.
All
Thank
right.
You.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Wednesday and every day. Thank you for tuning in, friends. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann. Having a wonderful day. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. By the way, when I was traveling, speaking about the neighborhood, I was able to watch that movie, Mr. Rogers and Neighborhood, that they just did with Tom Hanks on the airline. That was kind of an interesting movie. I was expecting it to be a little more about his life, personal life. I guess it kind of was in that, and I don't want to give it away, but it was a very inspiring movie. And I guess we're all looking for ways to stay inspired and connected and stir up our faith in humanity right now. And boy, I was encouraged by that. I don't know what you're doing today. Maybe you're heading off to work this morning. If you are, it's 7:23. And it's going to be a great day as far as weather, so we have that to look forward to. But whatever you're doing, thank you for tuning in this morning. And we're going to continue the conversation. There is such a need in our community to stay connected. And I know a lot of people are like, what can I do? There were just last week lines of people here in Salem and in the Kaiser area at banks, right, at credit unions, waiting, trying to get their $500 because they've been waiting to get their payments from unemployment. And many of the people were turned away, didn't even get their $500. Only 70,000 people got $500, and many people did not. And just to see those people standing in line shows that there's such a desperate need. And I know it's good to connect with United Way and with organizations in our community that are providing needs for families in our community directly. They have a need for volunteers. They have a need for funds, of course. But also, it's good for us to know what's actually happening. And I have Nikki on the show with me this morning. And Nikki, you were sharing with me a little bit about how, even though you're working in the industry, in a sense, in the nonprofit world, and you're helping provide needs, I mean, that's what you're doing full time, you come across situations and you see things personally in your personal life where you see more need, and you kind of stir it up with your own family and you take action. Tell me that story that you told me before we got started, because I think it just shows your heart, and it shows that, you know, looking and being filled with compassion and looking for need around us is not something you turn off and turn on again.
Yeah, I think that once you've worked in nonprofit, and we only go into nonprofit because that's where our heart is, and our families have to come in with us, and having the one child at home still, I want to make sure that she understands that building the community you want to live in is also being active in that community. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I was just going through Facebook and saw a plea on one of the pages I belong to for a family that needed some food. I went past it, and then I thought about it for a while, and I came back, and I thought, you know what? We have a fridge that's full. We're able to do takeout once in a while. We are busy with activities, and this family was worried enough to make a public plea asking for a little bit of help, and we could do that. Mm. So my daughter and I hopped in the car and went and got some groceries for this family and went and delivered them. And as we left, my daughter was kind of like, now, why did we do that again? Was it for your work? And I said, no, this was for our community. They needed some help, and we were able to give it. Now, you know, we can't help everybody, and we can't provide all services to everybody as individuals, but at least we can help for that day. We can maybe help that family get through the weekend. And I think if anybody gets to the point where they really need to ask for help, I have to give them credit for doing that. We, you know, there's a lot of people struggling right now, and it might not be with food or money. It might just be with clothes, because your kids have grown two sizes when you got laid off in March, mm-hmm. and you can't replace those, or it might just be emotional support, just a friendly call. And I think that if we listen to those around us, maybe we can help with just a little bit.
I agree. And I think of a story when I was a single mom, in, I think it was about year 2000, 2001, three little ones. I certainly had a major need in my life, but I had all my bills paid. I just didn't have money until Friday. Mm-hmm. And Wednesday night was a church service, which I love. The kids did a WANA program, and I got to go and do adult Bible study. But if I went to the church that was out of town, I wouldn't have enough gas to get them to school and get till Friday. I mean, all the bills were paid, right. Just no cash, right? No. So it's like, I really want to go, but I had this pride issue. I didn't want to ask for help. So I called my mom, and I said, Mom, I need some help. Can you loan me some money for gas? And she's like, oh, sure. Come on over, honey. Get the gas card. And she was at her church working in the kitchen for their WANA program. So I went there and got the card from her. And when I went to go pay, no kidding, when I went to go pay at the gas tank, and I, you know how you put your little card in and then you go over and you open up your gas. Of course, you don't know that in Oregon because everybody pumps your gas for you. But in South Dakota, you pump your own gas. And when I opened up the gas thing to put the gas in, there fell a note and a $20 bill.
Oh, wow.
And on the note, it said, to Stacy, let me buy your next tank of gas. Love, God. And I'm like, who else but my mama and God knew that I needed gas? And someone, some angel, took it upon themselves. They had that urge, just like you did, to take care of this family. And they were like, they got this idea. Stacy needs money for gas. I'm going to put this note and this $20 bill in her gas tank. I was overwhelmed. I'm like, do not tell me there's not a living, active God in our life, because this is key point right here. And the cool thing was, when I went to take the gas card back to my mom, I'm crying. She said, what's the matter? I said, what's wrong? It's not what's wrong. It's what's right. Look at what this person did, whoever this was. And I said, forever, I'm going to tell the story for two points. One, yes, God is real and he's active in our lives. And two, we are the hands and feet of him. And when we have those urges in our life to do something nice, even if we don't know it, or we feel like we're going to be embarrassed or ashamed to do so, do it, because God wants to use us to get the help out to the people. And so that's what I love about United Way. I love the programs that we have, because we can get involved and be moved to do something. We're going to go back to a break right here in just a few moments, but I want to get into villages. I want to get what you're doing with our community and through United Way. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this wonderful Wednesday. It's going to be a beautiful day. I hope you get out and enjoy it. 80-some degrees. Ooh. Perfect, because you know, around the corner, I think the rainy days will be coming at least in a week or so, right? Because through the weekend, it's going to be sunny and gorgeous. We'll be back right after this. Good morning, Salem. Welcome to the conversation this morning. I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Today's show brought to you by Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley. They're ready to go above and beyond to serve you. Be sure to give them a call for your real estate needs, 503-939-7099. Continuing the conversation this morning with Nikki, we are having a wonderful time talking about just real life up close, compassionate opportunities. And Nikki works with United Way here in the Willamette Valley. And I am excited to learn a little more about this program. Talk to us a little bit about Villages United and what exactly it is and what you do there.
Great. So I am the program manager for Villages United. It started here in Salem about 2 years ago. We currently have a village in South Salem and a very active, fun community. Villages is a concept that is national, so you may have heard of villages before, and it is where seniors help seniors to stay living in their homes independently longer. So back in the day, we used to always help our neighbors. We'd see them out in the front yard. We might go help them, or picking cherries, I remember, because our neighbors had a big cherry tree. We'd go help do that. We didn't forget about our seniors either. If it was super hot out, we might walk around the neighborhood giving them waters or just checking on them. And over the last many years, there's been less and less of that. So seniors a lot of times didn't feel they had a lot of options as they aged. Aging in place was something everybody wanted to do, mm-hmm. but they might give up driving, per se, because that's one of the first things people will give up. And then they think, well, if I can't drive anymore, I can't go anywhere, so maybe I should move into retirement housing or assisted housing, and not everybody's ready for that, nor does everybody want to do that, and sometimes it's necessary, so I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just, if getting a ride to a doctor appointment once a month or to the grocery store once a week is something that is would keep you at home, then this program helps do that. So the idea is we have different types of members. We have members that just need some help, mm-hmm. and we have members that are volunteers, and it is a volunteer-driven program, so we need to make sure we have enough people volunteering, mm-hmm. and we've had everything from sprinkler heads getting fixed mm-hmm. to siding. My husband and I learned how to fixed some siding the other day and went and did that for somebody. But rides is a big part of it, and just simple rides. Nothing, you know, we're not driving up to Portland or anything like that, but they're really helping each other. And we have probably, oh gosh, I would say over 100 requests for help a month, and a lot, and they're all being met. And we do friendly check-ins. We do friendly phone calls. I will say with COVID, a lot has changed. Mm-hmm. We don't want our members going into each other's homes. Since I'm working with a very vulnerable population, we want to make sure that everybody is staying safe. So myself and a couple members that are not quite seniors yet are picking up some of the pieces with grocery shopping and appointments and a lot of porch drop-offs. Mm-hmm. And then also, as we'll get into further, or as your listeners have heard from Stephanie, we have been doing food boxes, and a few of my members get those, and we just do porch drop-offs. So we're really keeping the person-to-person contact mm-hmm. to minimal, if not any. And so we've had to come up with other ways to keep them engaged. We want all of the seniors in our program to come out of this feeling like they had companionship and they had things to do. And so now I do a book club online. We do monthly meetings with guest speakers mm-hmm. online. We do, I call them Zoom socials online. And we'll be adding some other things. I'm hoping to add some classes that they can take on Zoom. And they've all become very proficient in Zoom. It's our new way of life. But the phone calls, you know, I get phone calls. And now I send out note cards every week to some of our members. Oh. And now I'm getting note cards back. I think it's fun to get something in the mail. Kinda it's not a bill.
Yeah. Yes, that's fantastic.
So it was National Root Beer Float Day one day, and I set up a float drive-through in front of my house, and the members could drive through and get a root beer float through their window, and we social distanced, and I masked and gloved up, and we did Christmas in July, and I went and delivered hilarious Christmas sweaters to all of our members and said, please don't give them to Goodwill. Hold on to them till December, because I have something in store for you in December.
Yay.
With these sweaters.
So, oh, how fun.
So I have gotten very creative.
Oh, so tell me, how do you qualify for, how do you get involved in this, and what's the parameters, or how do you, you know?
Yeah, so basically to be a member, you have to be 55 or older and live independently in your own home. So that's about it. Right now, like I said, we're out in South Salem, but we are expanding. Our goal is to have a village in every area of all three counties that we work with. Silverton is working on getting one going now. Mm-hmm. And I just think, you know, when you see it working and you see seniors calling on others and developing friendships they didn't know they had, you know, with somebody just two blocks away from them, or just knowing that they've got this group called villages. It's, I always say it takes a village, and it's so true. You know, it's an appropriate name because it's working.
The beautiful thing about this, I think the idea of what I'm hearing you talk about, first of all, I'm not very far away from that 55 mark, so I'm thinking maybe we shouldn't push that up a little bit. But mm-hmm. but the other thing is that, you know, senior centers are very popular, and it's a place you go to. And what I love about this concept is there's no boundaries in a sense. It's community networking with one another through relationship, not necessarily a physical place, right?
Right, and we have great relationships with the senior centers in town here. Mm-hmm. You know, so much support. And I think it's because, you're right, you do go to those places, and our members can drive each other there if they mm-hmm. want. If they're going to go take a class, say, at Center 50+, mm-hmm. they can maybe grab one of their village friends and they can go together. And it's just expanded their circle. I always say we all kind of need a pack. It doesn't matter what age we are, what right. we're doing. And as you grow older and you might lose your partner in life or mm-hmm. your kids have moved away, a lot of our members don't have family close by.
That's true.
And they need that still. Mm-hmm. You know, we aren't meant to be alone through life. And I think that having some common interests, you know, we have a walking group when it's safe to do that. And mm-hmm. and just really listening to what the seniors want to do in the community. And part of that is going to the senior center or going out to Willamette Pie mm-hmm. or, you know, it's just hearing what they still want to, you know, what they want to do. And people are living longer. So I've got an active group for sure.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And so if you're listening and you're thinking, man, that sounds like that's something I want to be involved in, and you're within those age parameters there, I'd encourage you to get in contact with Nikki. How do they do so? They call you? They go online? What do they do?
So, yeah, you can definitely go online to the United Way. It's Mid-Willamette Valley, so mwv.org. Or you can call the office, and I can give you that number.
And that's good. We have a listener. His name is Bob. And he said, now, Stacy, remember, not everybody's online and mm-hmm. or, you know, have the smartphone thing going on. So be sure to include as often as you can a phone number. So for Bob.
We do. So for Bob, I'm going to give the main office number, and that is 503-363-1651. And I am working from home remotely right now, but they will get the message to me. I also check my email around the clock. So mm-hmm. that's Nikki, N-I-C-K-I, the letter M, at UnitedWayMWV.org. And I will answer you within, I say a couple hours, but give me a day just in case. And anyone that's interested in getting a village going in their area because they think this sounds like a great idea, or you're out in South Salem or Silverton, we can get you up and running. And we do have members that are under the 55, I will tell you. Of course, my whole family's members. But it's just, if you have a passion for working with seniors, or you are a senior and want to help, our younger members are join now to volunteer because they know that they're going to be needing help later on. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to be established with this concept. And it's just a really great, fun group of people.
It ties into the whole neighborly thing that I talked about, mm-hmm. you know, Mr. Rogers and being aware and connecting with one another. How is this funded?
So funding. So we do have a small membership fee, I guess, but there are scholarships available, so we don't ever want anybody not to be a member. Mm-hmm. So because of that, we are constantly applying for grants, and we also have a lot of support in the community, so donations will never be turned down. Mm-hmm. And we just want to make sure that everybody that needs it can get it.
And this is a great opportunity as well to mention, and I know Stephanie will appreciate this, that workplace campaign, which is an opportunity from your work pay every week or every time you get paid twice a month or monthly, you have an opportunity to designate a part of your, if your employer is participating, put some donation into from your paycheck directly through your employer to United Way. And it's a great way. You don't even see it. $3 a paycheck, $5, $10 a paycheck. You don't even really miss it. And it does a lot of good, especially when that compounds with your other people, the people that you're working with. And then several businesses in the community, it really does make a difference. Now, I know that generally on those workplace campaigns, you can put just general fund, or you can specifically say a certain area, and you could put villages in there, right?
If I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Okay,
but
awesome.
You can specify a program, but you can definitely give it to the general fund, and that will go where it's needed.
When we come back from this break, Nikki, I want to talk a little bit about COVID-19 and how that's affected the community as a whole, but particularly the villages program. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Wednesday every day. We'll be back. Thank you for tuning in.
Living.
Good morning, Salem. Silverton, Monmouth, Independence, wherever you're at. Maybe you're in South Dakota, Arkansas. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We are enjoying a wonderful conversation this morning with Nikki. She's with United Way, and we are having just stirring up all kinds of ideas and suggestions and things that we can make a difference in our community right here where we live, right in Salem, Oregon, and throughout wherever you're at. Look for ways that you can be a part of the solution. There are people certainly that are feeling isolated. And I think of my grandma. I think of my grandma Maris, who's in South Dakota, and she was living in an assisted living program. She's 93 years old, and for 3 months, she could have no contact with any of the family. In fact, they tried to wave at her through the window and things like that. And she had a medical incident, and she needed to go to the hospital and was not able to go back to the assisted living. Now she's living with my two aunts in their home, in my aunt's home. And we got a chance to see her when we were in South Dakota, and she is doing well, and she needs that interaction and that personal family connection. And it's just been really incredible to watch that progress from being so isolated. And, you know, Nikki, I'm concerned about our seniors in our community who have been so isolated and in fear of COVID-19, because the reality is most of the people in Oregon that have passed away have been seniors, and they've been in care facilities. And the thing about it is most of them have maybe had some sort of medical condition already that puts them at high risk. And so this is a vulnerable population. And talk to me a little bit about how seniors are dealing with the isolation, and Villages is meeting that need by keeping them connected, right?
I think so. I think we're really trying to keep that going and keeping contact mm-hmm. going. So whether I do it by mail or phone calls or Zoom get-togethers, we know that we're trying to touch base with all of our members at least once a month in some way. Mm-hmm. So I know if I haven't seen somebody on a Zoom call all month, I need to make a call. And you know, seniors, different things can happen as you age, you know, and there's falling is an issue, mm-hmm. and the isolation is an issue, mm-hmm. and people tend to withdraw more. The more isolated they get, the more they withdraw. So mm-hmm. we want to make sure they're not doing that without pestering.
Right.
And so I think that Village is really working hard at doing that. We're really keeping people engaged and interested, and we're offering enough variety still to maybe trigger something for somebody that they're interested in.
Right.
And I definitely try to bring our volunteers on as taking a role. Like right now, one of them is probably going to take over the book club part for me.
Good.
And one of them might start up a movie club where we all watch a movie sometime over the month and then we talk about it.
I love it.
You know, so getting them involved in things they're interested in then will expand to the other people.
Do you ever get feedback like, thank you for your involvement in what you do? Can you give me a story?
I do. So I was just sharing a letter I got last week. I'll go ahead and read it, so be patient with me. And I have permission to share. It says, I am writing this letter to express my deep gratitude and appreciation for Villages United. My gratitude is difficult to express in a few words. Last year, the county took away my AIDS because I received a cost of living raise on my disability. I panicked, which did not improve my situation. I went to my doctor to help me with the stress, and her office informed me about Villages United. I am 65 this year. I was diagnosed with severe rheumatoid arthritis at 48. I was working for the city down in California at the time, and professionally I was doing well, working hard to repay my student loans. After my diagnosis, I no longer could work, so I moved to Oregon. 5 years ago, I fell and shattered my leg. After years of prednisone for rheumatoid arthritis, my bone density is very poor. I was put in a nursing home to recover, and after 2 weeks in a nursing home, I was suicidal. I learned there is no quality of life for me in that setting. I called a taxi and went home. When I lost my AIDS, I was certain I had no more options. I thank God every day for Villages United. They have afforded me my independence and quality of life back. And she goes on to say how much she appreciates us and by name.
Yeah.
And that she is full of gratitude and support for villages. And I just have to say, she's not alone in how she feels. You know, the loneliness and not having the knowledge of where to reach out and stuff can be very hard for seniors, and hopefully we're helping with that too. We have a lot of resources, and we've really, you know, her doctor referred us to her. We have many doctors that support us. We have many services in the community that we know we can connect these seniors with too when they need something else.
So it's important. I love hearing the personal stories and mm-hmm. the four instances that lives are being impacted. And there's someone listening right now who is feeling isolated and detached, and maybe they don't have family around and they're not working anymore. Maybe they fall within the age specifications that you talked about, and they need encouragement. So I encourage you, my friend, if you're listening and you're feeling all of that, I encourage you to give Nikki a call. Connect today. Don't stay isolated. Stay connected. Get involved. They need you. You need them, right? It's not just a one-way thing. And I think sometimes our pride gets in the way. I know in my past, way back when I told that story in an earlier segment, I didn't want to have to ask for help. Yeah. But because I did, I was blown away, doubly blessed, right? And so it is important that we start there by asking for help. What is the phone number again? And I have villages-united.org. That'll specifically get you there with United Way. And the phone number where you can call Nikki.
It is. Go ahead. It to you. It's 503-363-1651. And like I said, that is the main office number, and they will get me in touch with you right away. So please call. Don't get to where you're feeling so isolated that you don't know where to turn, because we are here.
And a lot of food boxes are still going out. What's the number, the count on that? We've only got a couple minutes left, but I know there's several hundred going out each week.
Right. So we were doing over 500 a week or every other week, and we've done well over 7,000 now, which equals about 175,000 meals.
Wow.
For people. And we right now are planning on doing this through November for the community. And again, we're just looking to find donations and help fund this so that we can make sure that the people in our community have the basics that they need.
And we'll share a link on our Facebook page as well. I want to encourage our listeners to get involved, volunteer, sign up for services, donate where you can, impact our community here locally, and our money and our effort stays local. And that's a beautiful right. thing about United Way. What does your day look like today when you leave here?
So when I leave here, I'm meeting a new member for coffee, because coffee is great. Mm-hmm. And then I am headed off to meet with one of my members and actually drive her today. So I'm doing the whole Clorox wipe down my car. We wear masks in the car, and she'll be sitting in the back seat because I'm one of the few people that is having that person-to-person contact. Mm-hmm. But there's some things that can't wait for COVID. And so I'll be taking one of our members to a couple things she needs to do today. And then it's off to swim team with my daughters.
All
so,
right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in this morning. Let's do this again in the future, okay? Give us an update in a few months. Sound all right?
Sounds great.
Thank you, Nikki. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Enjoy the conversation today with Nikki. Villages United, part of United Way, right here in the Mid-Willamette Valley. Get involved today, my friends. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a blessed day.